Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, hello boys and girls, hello all foreign English speakers and also native English speakers for that matter. This is me, obviously, Robbie, your friend and your English fluency mentor from EnglishHarmony.com, and welcome back to my video blog. In today's video, you're going to find out what the following English idiomatic expression means and when to use it, namely, beyond the shadow of a doubt. So, bear with me for a few seconds or for a few minutes to be more precise, and everything is going to become crystal clear to you. Hello guys and welcome back. So I hope you're going to forgive me for making the mistake. I know it's terrible. I said clister instead of crystal, and obviously for a fluency mentor, it's an unforgivable mistake, right? Well, if you know me, you'll realize that I'm just kidding you guys, because my take on the whole mistakes thing is you have to make as many of them as possible to become a fluent English speaker, because the funny thing is, the more you're trying not to make mistakes, the more mistakes you'll end up making down the line, right? And if you want to read, or to be more specific, listen and watch and see more about it, then click on this link to view the respective video, to watch the respective video, right? But speaking of today's topic, beyond the shadow of a doubt, here's the first example sentence incorporating this particular idiomatic expression. So basically, let me come up with something. As you may already know, I'm brainstorming all these things on the go. I haven't prepared anything, just to prove that English improvisation is a real thing. And you may want to watch this video where I'm talking about the importance of improvisation, right, and how it's done in real life. So basically, spoken English practice is going to improve your spoken English ability beyond the shadow of a doubt. Obviously, beyond the shadow of a doubt means without any doubt whatsoever. Basically, this idiomatic expression means that whatever you're saying, basically whatever precedes this expression, is obviously true. So true that there's no questions asked. There's no doubt about it, basically, right? And let me come up with another example, but before that, let me have a sip of water. For some reason, I'm dehydrated a little bit, you know. It could be because I just came back from my workout, right? My gym workout. So that could be one of the factors why my body needs more water, right? So there you go. I just said something where I could use the phrase beyond the shadow of a doubt. If you work out a lot, your body is going to need more water beyond the shadow of a doubt, right? Very simple. There's no need to overcomplicate matters. Whenever basically you want to say that something is obviously true, you can stick the phrase beyond the shadow of doubt at the end of the sentence. Speaking of which, let me see if you can actually start the sentence with beyond the shadow of doubt. And let me just say it out loud to see what way it sounds. And this is where my gut feeling, you may want to check out this link where I'm talking about the gut feeling, right? This is where my gut feeling comes into play. Basically, if you were to ask me the question, listen, Rob, can you use the phrase beyond the shadow of doubt in the beginning of the sentence? I wouldn't be able to tell you right off the bat. I would have to give it a thought, right? And it's best done by saying it out loud, and then I would kind of, my gut feeling would tell me whether it sounds right or wrong. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, these post-it notes are the best post-it notes ever. Right, beyond the shadow of doubt, these post-it notes are the best notes ever. Well, it doesn't really sound right. Now let me say the same sentence using the phrase beyond the shadow of doubt at the end of it. These post-it notes are the best sticky notes ever, beyond the shadow of doubt. Well, to me, it sounds much better, basically, if you use the phrase at the end of the sentence, right? And this also happened to be the third example sentence using the phrase beyond the shadow of doubt, right? So, I hope you enjoyed this video, and I hope you're going to use this phrase in your spoken English practice sessions and in real life communication with real people, whenever you have a chance to speak with real people. But obviously, remember this, if you don't have many opportunities of that nature, basically speaking with real people in real life, nothing will beat spoken English practice. It's the number one tool in your array when it comes to developing your ability to speak. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, my friends.